The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Today is to shed more light about a characteristic about God that He wants us to have and something that He has, something that is a foundational part of His nature. And God uses this to describe Him throughout the Bible. In fact, God has done this from the foundation of the world, and God has a plan for us. In Matthew 25:34, Christ told His disciples, Matthew 25:34, "Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, be blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world." So the gospel that Christ brought and the gospel that has been preached since the beginning has been from the foundation of the world. It's not something just thought up by God. From the beginning of the creation, we can observe this particular nature that is in God, and we can learn some powerful things just by looking at the first chapter of Genesis. Some very powerful things that Genesis reveals about our God. When God started putting things in order, He commented that His work was good. You can see He did that multiple days. By the time we get to the fifth day, God created living creatures, the air and the seas. And then God said in Genesis 1:22, "And God blessed them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And shortly after that, on the sixth day, one of the items of creation, He created male and female, mankind, Adam and Eve. And in Genesis 1:28, He again repeats something. "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." This particular part of God's nature that I want to discuss and maybe point out is the fact that God blessed. In both these verses, the very beginning of God's creation, God blessed. We know God is love. God has told us He is love. And this is part of showing love, and that is blessing. God blessed what He created, and He put man's position in the blessing that He gave man. He put man at the top. The very next time that God blessed was the very next day. Then in Genesis 2:3, and you're all familiar with this one, He blessed the seventh day, the Sabbath. Genesis 2:3 says, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made." Now, we tend to remember that God blessed the Sabbath day, the seventh day. But do we remember that God blessed us, and He blessed animal kind as well? He wanted them to be fruitful and multiply. Why? Because when they multiply, they take care of us. And if we do our job, then God blesses us. You see, God had a plan from the foundation of the world, and He set it up. Part of the setup was during this creation week. And He set it up to be a blessing for us. You know, today, God blesses the church, and He blesses mankind. And He does this on a continual basis. Now, what does it mean to bless? And how does God use bless in the Bible? Almost every time in the Old Testament where you see the word bless, it comes from two Hebrew words. There are a couple other words used, but the majority of times you'll see these two Hebrew words. The first one, from the Strong's Concordance, is Hebrew number 1288. And the word is barak. The Hebrew letters are BR and K, and with the vowels in there, it puts the A's in there. And the meaning of this word is a primitive root to kneel by implication, to bless God as an act of adoration, and vice versa, and for man, it's a benefit. And we can see that man has benefited from God, from the blessings that God has given man. But we'll look into that a little bit later as we progress. The second word in Hebrew is Hebrew word number 1293, and it's barakah. And in it, the letters are B, R, and K, and it adds another letter which would be similar to an A and an H. And it means a benediction, by implication, prosperity, a blessing. These particular Hebrew words, most of the time, they're translated bless or blessing or some form of that. But there are a few times that other words are used. In fact, sometimes it actually, according to what Brown Driver Briggs says, it actually says it can be euphemistic and it actually means curse. How that is, you'll have to go to a more scholarly explanation. I'm just presenting the facts to you. But these two words are used throughout the Bible, and they're used a variety of ways, and that's what I want to mention. Now, the word bless in English, when we use it, it means to pronounce a wish of happiness to one, to express a wish or desire, a good desire, to make happy, to make successful, to prosper. Sometimes it means to set apart, as God did on the Sabbath day, for a holy purpose, to consecrate in a prayer. So blessing, it also means to have praise. One of the things I'm going to show today is that the word that's used for bless is more appropriately translated bless and not praise. So, let's look at how God uses the word bless in the Bible and see what we can learn about Him and what God is trying to instruct us to do. Well, as I mentioned, in Genesis 1:22 is the first time God uses the word bless. And He says, "And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And again in Genesis 1:28, "And God said, And God blessed them," meaning Adam and Eve, "And God said unto them, Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it." I guess this is the category of God blesses. Category number one, God blesses. And the third example was in Genesis 2:3. And this is where God blessed the seventh day. And He also did another thing about the seventh day. He sanctified it, which means He set it apart. Now, another blessing that most of us are familiar with, turn to Genesis 12:2. This is a very, very exceptional blessing. That's the foundation of many of the things that our nation receives today. Genesis 12, where God talks to Abraham, God who's Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. In you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Again, now the majority of the verses, you can imagine, have to do with God blessing. Again, you see that word, you can pretty much count that God is saying bless. When God used that word, the two words for bless, the second word is based on the first word. So really, it's the second word is just a derivative of the first word. So they're basically the same word. It would be just like us saying bless and blessing, or, you know, blessed along that line. Another use is, believe it or not, God blesses God. And we can see that in Genesis 14:20. And there's also plenty of examples of that in the New Testament. But Genesis 14:20, this is where Abraham is with Melchizedek. And Melchizedek says, Genesis 14:20, "And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him tithes of all. So here God is blessing God, the type of being that he is. That's category two. Category three is wanting a blessing from God. I have one example of this one. Wanting a blessing from God. Genesis 32:26. This is where Jacob is wrestling with Jesus Christ, who is God, who was God, and continues to be God, is the God of the Old Testament that was revealed to mankind. At this point, God the Father is really unknown. Wanting a blessing from God, Genesis 32:26, "And he said, let me go, for the day breaks." This is God talking to Jacob. And Jacob said, "I will not let you go except that you bless me." So God saw how determined Jacob was at this point in time, and Jacob didn't want to let an advantage go that he had. He wanted a blessing from God. The fourth one is blessing in God's name. And this is something that isn't practiced very much by God's people, because we can use God and ask a blessing on other people. And this was done quite frequently at one time, and not necessarily in the church, but it was done in times of old. And it was a practice for a number of years. So the first one I'd like to point out, Deuteronomy 10:8. Deuteronomy 10:8. "At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister unto him and to bless in his name unto this day." So the Levites, who were the ministry of that day, were supposed to bless God's people in God's name. That was one of their functions. We see one later on, several hundred years later, in Israel, where blessings are given on to God's people. Turn to 2 Samuel 6:18. This is a blessing that was done by David. 2 Samuel 6:18. The word bless in the Bible appears many, many times. In just the verses themselves, there's about 399 verses. 2 Samuel 6:18. "And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women as men, to every one a cake of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. And all the people departed, every one to his home." You know, we've said over the years that David was a man after God's own heart. This is one of the areas that David practiced, being like God. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord. A little later, in 1 Chronicles 23:13, it says, "The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever." But it doesn't end there. "To burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless his name forever." In this case, here, the Levites were to also bless God's name. Turn to Numbers 6:23. This one, Mr. Faulkner reads at the end of all our services. And this was, again, one of the functions that we read earlier that the Levites were supposed to do. Numbers 6:23. "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Again, that was a function of the priests. And it's actually what should be the function of the ministry today, to bless God's people. And if you remember the letters that Paul wrote, both either at the beginning or at the end, he both blessed God and he blessed God's people. He used it for encouragement. He used it to remind them who they were. Another way it was used in the Bible was to bless with a greeting. And you can find that in Ruth 2 and verse 4. Ruth 2 and verse 4. "And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, 'The Lord be with you.' And they answered him, 'The Lord bless you.'" How crazy do you think people would be today if we said, "And the Lord be with you," even within the church, and then somebody said, "And the Lord bless you." And actually, in this particular time, they didn't use the word Adonai. They actually used God's name. Also, a negative place for blessing people with the greeting is found in Proverbs 27:14. "And he that blesses a friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him." Because if you're up early and you're greeting people and you're too happy and they haven't quite woken up yet, it's like saying, "What are you doing to me?" But the idea is you're blessing them by with the greeting. So again, I want to mention that these aren't just my ideas. These are things that are in the Bible. This is actual teachings from the Bible that we should be able to see. Another category is men can bless other men, not necessarily in God's name, but you can ask that blessings be put on other people. A very, very famous example of this. Actually, there's three famous examples of this in the Bible. When Abraham blessed Isaac, when Isaac blessed Jacob, and when Jacob blessed all his sons. So turn to Genesis 48:9. Genesis 48:9. Man blesses another man. "And Joseph said unto his father, 'They are my sons whom God has given me in this place, Egypt.' And he said, 'Bring them, I pray, unto me, and I will bless them.'" So you see, parents can bless their children. We can ask blessings from God on each other. Now, the next one is probably the most controversial, at least in some people's eyes. The next category is man blessing God. Sometimes we don't think that we can bless God and that the word should be translated something else. In this case, some people think, well, the word shouldn't be bless. The word needs to be praise. Well, the Bible actually has other words for praise. Remember, I said almost all the words for bless come from those two Hebrew words. Now, why all of a sudden do we think the word should be praise when every other place it's bless? Again, God wants us to have his characteristics. Doesn't Christ tell us in the New Testament not to curse our enemies but to bless them? So, man blesses God. First example I'd like to give you is 1 Chronicles 16:36. 1 Chronicles 16:36. And it says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever." And all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. Okay, the first part I said blessed. The second part I said praise. The word for praise there is hallelujah. The word for blessed is one of the Hebrew words that I mentioned to you earlier. So why would we use the word praise both times when God is trying to get across a message to us? If you were able to read the Hebrew, you would see these two words. So to translate them as praise wouldn't be, to use the same English word for two different words wouldn't be accurate. And if you see some modern translations that do use the word praise, they're wrong. Because it shouldn't be praise, it should be blessed. Because God is telling us how we're supposed to be, the type of individual we're supposed to be. Deuteronomy 8:10. You know, just think. What God is instructing us is that we can bless Him. It's not just a one-way street. There's no way we can bless God near what how He blesses us. I mean, He gives us our lives. He gives us, you know, our mates. He gives us our family. And on you can go and list and list and list and list. That's why God's God. But He wants us to be like Him. Deuteronomy 8:10. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. And you shall bless the Lord your God for the pay that you're able to take home, the money that you're able to make, the food you're able to eat. Have we forgotten that? Do we bless God? And in this case, it's almost like thank, but just like I said, bless. There's another word for thank, thankful. A different Hebrew word. 2 Samuel 22:47. The Lord lives and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Again, here's a very, very, very good reference point right here that this is Jesus Christ, who is our rock, the God of the Old Testament that we know. 1 Chronicles 29:10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. So here David is blessing God. Next to last example of blessing God. Turn to Psalms 34:1. Psalm 34:1. A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech. And if you remember this story, this is where he goes there for help and to the Philistine king, and he realizes he's in trouble, so he starts acting like a crazy man who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. Here's the other word for praise. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So God is trying to get across two different sets of ideas. Another one, Psalm 134:1. In this area, this is the Song of Degrees. We're going to read the whole psalm here. It's a whole three verses. Psalm 134:1. A Song of Degrees. Behold, bless you the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord has made heaven and earth. Bless you out of Zion. Now, as a reminder, the Song of Degrees is supposed to be read between trumpets and the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And if you remember verse 1, it says, which by night stand in the house of the Lord, which is a reason why the church has for many years practiced an opening service on the Feast of Tabernacles. The Song of Degrees, it was supposed to be read every day. If I haven't convinced you that we can bless God, please do a little studying on it. Again, it's not the same word as praise, and God is trying to show us it's not praise. We can actually ask blessings on God because He wants us to be like Him. The next category is we can bless God's name. Not only does God say to bless Him, but He says to bless God's name. Turn to Psalm 63:4. Psalm 63:4. Thus I will bless you while I live. I lift up my hands in your name. Another example is Psalm 113:1. Psalm 113, 1 to 3. Praise you, the Lord. Praise, O you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun, from the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The last example I'd like to give you is found in Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 1. This is David's psalm of praise. I will extol you, O my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. So what we saw was, we saw point one was God blesses. We saw God can bless God. We saw wanting a blessing from God. We saw blessing in God's name. We saw blessing with a greeting. We saw that men can bless another person. Then we saw men can bless God. And then we saw men can bless God's name. From the first chapter of Genesis, if you really look at it, you can see God revealing Himself to humankind. We weren't there, but He brings us to the creation by giving us His word. God, from the foundation of the world, has had a plan for us. And that plan isn't going to go away. God has called us to be like Him. And one of those characteristics is to be able to bless. And I gave you several examples of blessing. And I'm sure you can find more. As James said in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is, has, and will continue to bless us. We can and should do the same, and bless God.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.